This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. One of the first Chinese doctors who tried to warn the world about a new coronavirus died on Friday from the illness, as China's Hubei province reported more new deaths, taking the total in China to over 600. Adam Reed reports for Reuters.
One of the first Chinese doctors who tried to warn the world about the spread of coronavirus died on Friday from the illness, which has sparked a wave of mourning and rare showing of anger from some in that country against its government. 34-year-old Li Wenliang was an ophthalmologist at a hospital in Wuhan, the Chinese city hit hardest by the illness. He and seven others were reprimanded by Wuhan police last month for spreading what the authorities called illegal and false information about the coronavirus. He was warning on social media at the time of a disease similar to SARS hitting the area, a reference to the Chinese outbreak that killed hundreds in the early 2000s. News of his passing saw tributes laid along Wuhan's still deserted streets.
That was Adam Reed reporting for Reuters. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says more funds are needed to tackle this global outbreak.
The world needs $675 million for the next 3 months to invest in preventing this outbreak. So far, we have received pledges for $110 million, but several donors have already come forward, and we're expecting more announcements in the coming days.
South Korea's Unification Church held a mass wedding Friday amidst the outbreak of the new coronavirus. Roughly 6,000 couples were united in matrimony. The new brides and grooms say they are unfazed. This is VOA News. There was a noticeable shift in the U.S. political landscape this week. President Donald Trump finally emerged from the battle over impeachment with rising poll numbers, while the Democratic Party presidential race was in disarray over a major election failure in Iowa. Jim Malone has more on the political fallout from the impeachment saga and what it may mean for the November election.
In the short term, Trump's acquittal could be a political boost, says presidential historian Alan Lichtman.
I think it will help motivate Trump's base. No question, you know, they'll buy into his argument that this was a partisan witch hunt designed to bring down their president.
As the 2020 presidential campaign kicks into high gear, Trump should benefit from the strong U.S. economy, says John Fortier.
It points to a close race at this point. The president will still have to get his numbers up a bit to be competitive, but he's not so far from that, and he does have some other strengths.
The outcome of the impeachment trial is a setback for Democrats in the near term, but will likely boost voter turnout in November, says Alan Lichtman. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
In the case of accused sexual offender Harvey Weinstein, AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel gives us the latest.
To testify or not, that's the question for Harvey Weinstein and his legal team. The answer? It won't be known until the defense finishes presenting its evidence to the jury in New York. They have not tipped their hand one way or the other, but most defense attorneys say they try to keep their clients off the stand. In Weinstein's case, it could open him up to questioning about the claims from six women who have testified that he forced himself on them sexually. Defendants, of course, are not required to take the stand. Judges will admonish jurors not to take it the wrong way if they don't. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Venezuela rounded up six U.S. oil executives who'd been under house arrest hours after President Donald Trump met with opposition leader Juan Guaido in Washington. Family members of the Citgo executives say they were taken from their homes Wednesday night and that they don't know where the men are being held. It is unclear if Trump and Guaido talked about the detained men during their meeting. The families have appealed to the U.S. State Department to help win the executives' freedom and also met last year with Vice President Mike Pence. Venezuelan police arrested the men in November 2017 on charges of embezzlement, money laundering, and corruption. So far, there has been no comment from Venezuelan officials on their detention. For more on this and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman.